Welcome back to the show. It is a Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network, and it is a Football Friday. Let's go. Welcome back. I'm excited. I'm Michael Jenkins. She is Chelsea Messenger. Look at this card. Oh, my God. Should I really be going this big? Oh, you're going big, too. Chelsea, we don't even have time to chat. We have so many plays on the card today. We have some squad plays as well. How you feeling? What are the vibes right now?
We're chasing, which is obviously one of the things we advise people not to do. But listen, it's been a rough week for us, and it's the return of college football in a big way. So, of course, we're going to have a bigger card. Get used to it. Football season is here. So I feel like our long gone are the days of one play for our best bets. On Fridays, I think it's going to be a healthy card.
Yeah, it is. It is a healthy card. It's a healthy weekend full of college football, full of great content here on the BetMGM Network. Coming up next on Bet Sweats, Sammy P and Joe O preview the weekend's college football action and give their favorite plays. Dave Zangaro from NBC Sports Philadelphia will preview the Eagles at 10. Kelly in Vegas is along at 11. And our buddy Ryan Horvat from BetMGM tonight will also talk college football at 11:20. Let's get to it.
Time to place your bets.
All right, Chelsea, we're starting with you, and it's a play we both like in baseball.
Yeah, best bet of the day is a great value play on one of the best teams in all of baseball. We're going to go with the Padres at -120 against the Twins. What are we doing with this price? Like, I understand Nestor Cortez is not the ace of the Padres rotation, but still, as a team, the Padres are better in every facet in this game. You look at the Padres and their offense over the last month, they're top five in WRC+. You look at their bullpen, which they just added some great pieces to at the trade deadline, they have the best bullpen ERA in all of baseball. Meanwhile, you look at the Twins, and this is a team that were big-time sellers at the trade deadline. Feels like they've already wrapped up the season. They're 59-73. I don't know what we're doing with this price, but I will take it. The Padres have been great as favorites this year, going 41-27. And meanwhile, the Twins, I feel like I can't even name half their players because they traded away so many of them. So let's go Padres today at a -120 price against the Twins.
I will be on that. I love that price. That's super cheap for San Diego. Also, I am going Phillies on the run line hosting the Braves. It is +118. So, look, you got Ranger Suarez going for Philly, Bryce Elder going for the Braves, and I'm going to fade Bryce Elder. He's given up at least 2 runs in each of his last 12, and it's usually more. On the road, his ERA is 5.25. Also, he faced the Phillies earlier this season at Citizens Bank Park. Worst outing of the season, got crushed for 9 earned over 2 innings in a 13-0 loss. Ranger Suarez has been very good in his past 2 outings. 2 earned over 13 2/3 while striking out 21. Phillies at plus money, +118.
Hell yeah, it's a squad play. Biggest mismatch on the card today, that is going to be on mine as well. Phillies on the run line. Next up, we're going to go to college football where we're taking Georgia Tech laying the 4.5 at Colorado. This team is returning the 3rd most production of any team in the ACC. And plus, if people know the name Brent Key, you know that he performs well in these big-time games. I understand that they're not underdogs in this one, but still, when the spotlight is the brightest, Brent Key knows how to step it up. Remember that game against Georgia last year when they went to 8 overtimes despite not having the talent level that Georgia had? Plus, Colorado, no Shadur, no Travis Hunter. Maybe the cupboard isn't bare, but still, those are 2 positions and 2 players that are going to be tough to replace. Georgia Tech laying 4.5. Next up, back to baseball, Brewers and Blue Jays. -5 at -118. Best pitching matchup of the day. Freddy Peralta goes for the Brew Crew, and Shane Bieber, fresh off a fantastic start with double-digit strikeouts in his first stint back from the injured list. I know both these offenses are good, but I think the pitchers are going to rule the day here. Let's go -5 between the Brew Crew and the Blue Jays.
All right. That's what I'm talking about. Oh, what else do I have on the card? Oh, man, it's just one play after the other. Yeah, I'm chasing. No, I don't care. It's Football Friday. Okay, this is going to be fun. Marlins at Mets tonight at Citi Field. Yuri Perez going for the Fish. Jonah Tong going for the Mets. If you don't know who Tong is, well, I did a little bit of research because this is a highly anticipated debut. He is a rookie. He has been out of this world in the minors this season. 162 strikeouts. That leads all of minor league baseball. In 20 starts, 8-5, an ERA of a minuscule 1.59. So I think he's going to wreck shop tonight against the Marlins. Mets already had a lot of success with another rookie earlier this week in Noah McClain. He's been great. So if you're going to play it, I like the Mets on the run line, even at home, at plus 135. But I'm going to play an alt spread, see how this goes. Mets minus one, minus 127 in New York City. Okay, I'm also on the Padres money line against the Twins. I'm with you, Chelsea. This is a cheap price. Zebby Matthews, 3-4, 5.30 ERA. Also, over the past 10 days, Padres bullpen is holding opposing batters to an average of 192. Twins are fadeable and have been since the All-Star break. San Diego money line. Also on Georgia Tech, laying 4.5 against Colorado. Good luck, Coach Prime. You're going to want some of that weed from the student section by the second half of this game because Georgia Tech is going to dominate in the trenches. I like Brent Key and the experience he brings back to this Georgia Tech club. So, yes, laying the 4.5 with the Yellow Jackets and Auburn at Baylor. Let's go Bears. Baylor plus 2. Auburn is going with a Ferris wheel at quarterback. They're going to rotate 3 different guys. That is a disaster waiting to happen. And I know their starter is supposed to be Jackson Arnold. I wasn't a big fan of him anyway at Oklahoma, probably because he was at Oklahoma. But Baylor is the more experienced team here. And we were talking about this early in the show. If the lines are close, and I know the portal changes things up, then why not go with the more experienced ball club? Baylor is that club. 14 starters returning. Sawyer Robinson back at quarterback. They returned 4 of their 5 offensive linemen. And this is a Baylor team. Before they lost to LSU in the Texas Bowl last year, that won 6 straight. Bears plus 2 tonight at home against Auburn. And finally, I won't keep going over it, but you know I love my Longhorns on the money line at Ohio State. Last night in Vegas, one bettor came in and put down $550,000 on Texas on the money line. That has shifted the line to Texas in some spots. The Longhorns are going to win this game outright. Texas on the money line, and then I'm going to celebrate all day long and text everyone until they're sick of me. Okay. We got those out of the way. Now it is time to find out what the Donkster is up to, check in with him, and then maybe we'll get to Joe O if they show up. Donkster.
Good morning. It's a Friday.
Yes. Good job, Donkster.
I'm so glad everything is back. Aren't you guys?
Yeah.
Yes.
We're all pumped about college football, yeah.
I don't care about that. I'm talking about the Love Island reunion this week.
Oh. I think we all missed that.
Have you guys heard about Huda? Apparently she has a new man.
Well, no one here knows what you're talking about.
Well, the rumor is he's terrible in the sack. A real downer, if you know what I mean.
Oh.
Dylan knows!
Oh, Dylan does know. He said this in the chat. Okay, just give us a pick, please.
Ohio State, Moneyline, hosting Texas.
Donkster! Not very nice.
That's because I'm a bad boy.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we got through all that. Woo, quicker than I thought. What are you doing this weekend, Chelsea? Because I got podcast tonight, tomorrow, Texas all day with the Longhorns, with all of my Texas exes here in D.C., and then we're doing brunch on Sunday. Full weekend, Labor Day weekend. What's going on tonight?
Oh, yeah.
College football, little golf, maybe Blake taking a few swings.
We don't even work on Monday, do we?
No, we're off.
Look at us.
Look at us.
What a weekend. Look at us.
Us.
Well, Jenks, hold on to your seat because crockpot fall has started in full swing in our house, so yesterday was baked potato soup, and today we're going to do chicken enchilada soup.
Ooh.
So I know a lot of people have like fun, exciting plans over the weekend, but I don't know if they can top that.
That actually sounds awesome. I'm not. Do I look like I'm joking? Do you see a smile on my face? No. That sounds amazing. Like, I'm so ready for some good food. Oh, my God. Remember I told you that after the Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift engagement, that DoorDash jumped all over that promotion because Taylor's favorite number is 13, and so you could put in 13 in all caps in DoorDash and save 13%? We tried it, and it actually worked. We got 13% off.
Nice.
Yeah. It was cool.
Everything's going our way.
And then I was like, all right, we got to order some groceries, which is why you're talking about all the delicious soup you're going to make. Got me excited. And we got them delivered yesterday, but it's been so long since we ordered groceries that when the guy showed up, like, it was so many groceries. The guy was like, it's just you two? And we're like, yeah. He goes, I thought this was for a family of four. And he was very nice about it, but it had been, I think the last time we ordered groceries was like, I don't know, March. We're really bad about that. Awful. Kept putting it off, traveling, whatever, making excuses. So yesterday we actually ate at home and it was nice. So that soup sounds great.
That's right. And I want to like bottle up this feeling, like the feeling right before the season starts. Mm-hmm. Where like hope springs eternal, because as good of a mood as we are both in right now, Jenks, I am bracing myself for what if Texas loses?
Chelsea.
Like, I just...
Nope. Nope. Texas is going to win. Here's what you ask yourself. I disagree. Donkster, you're done. Out of here. No. Here's what's going to happen. Ask yourself this. What are you going to do after Texas wins? You know what I'm going to do? I'm probably going to text Joe O and be like, hey, another no-show? No-show Joe? What's going on?
We don't need him. We can talk about soups and crock pots. That's what the people want to hear about.
All we need is Arch Manning and some good soup, and we're fine.
Sounds great to me.
I mean, it actually does, I have to say. That's it for this edition of the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. For Chelsea Messenger, Denton Day, Dylan Mitchell, David Double D Dykstra, and the Donkster, I'm Michael Jenkins. Enjoy your college football weekend, and stay fit and humble. We'll see you.